Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. It's good to be here. It's just still a good day. I've been having some good days lately. They've been gooder.
How long has it been since you woke up and you said, I want to read the news?
Well, I mean, I feel like that's all I ever do is read news, but I chuckle through a lot of it now.
It's a little more fun.
Yeah. It's amusing and entertaining. There's lots to talk about today. There is going to be the proverbial phrase in the business, which I feel as though it's not just specific to this one, is drinking through a fire hose, from a fire hose. And you, every day you'll tune in, and we're getting into the holidays. 47 days.
Hey, 47.
47 days.
Wow.
Until Christmas. 47. 4-7. What a great 47-ish number.
That means nailed Sunday's it. 45.
That's good math.
Thank you.
45 and 47. There's just going to be so much news that develops because there's so much work to do. I don't know if you said this on the air. Did you say this on the air yesterday, Ryan, about...
If it was smart, I probably did.
No, it wasn't that.
then no.
You said you were talking... Wasn't it you that was talking about, like, the next morning after the election, Donald Trump was on the phone?
Yeah, that was me. Mm. That was that night. The report was coming from somebody like Axios, who has no interest in telling us how great the campaign is being run. But they said that night, the staffer, and so the report was coming from the staffers, not Trump. The staffers were a little bit surprised because they were told, okay, tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, bright and early, let's get going. And they were like, we're at the rally party right now, the winning party, and we're being told, okay, Wednesday morning, just like usual, let's get to work.
Yes. There's a lot to do, and we're going to go into here in this hour the video that Donald Trump put out that talks about what is going to happen with the deep state, which is the biggest intrigue, in my opinion, of all of it. Because all of the stuff that needs to be fixed in this country right now, the economy, the border, the way we address education, the way we address illegal immigrants who are here right now, the way that, depending on your political lean or what you post on social media, what are the consequences of saying the wrong thing? That's not an American thing at all. All of that stuff can only be fixed if the deep state is fixed. Because Donald Trump can go in there and write executive orders and, you know, put the 94 executive orders back into play, where he now has his old policy back in. And, you know, these are all the things, 94 are policies that Joe Biden undid. That was their border policy. What did Trump do? We're going to do the opposite of it. He can put all of that stuff back in play. But then in 2028, if J.D. Vance or whomever the nominee is in 2028, if they're not the winner, then they just undo it again. So you've got to get to a place where the bureaucracy isn't holding you back from being able to legislate, where Congress actually does reflect the people who they represent. That's the republic. If we can keep it, we will not keep the republic if the deep state continues to deep state. And so we're going to go through and listen to he has, I think, 10 separate points that he's looking to dive into. And they, I think it's number four. I think it's number four that is my favorite, but we'll go through that at 12:25.
Ooh,
These videos that are, what, you like the tease?
Oh, yeah. I thought we were going to do it now.
No.
Okay.
No, we're going to do it at 12:25 so that we can properly vet each and every one of those things. I love the social media and social media's ability right now to get Donald Trump's message out. You don't ever have to tune into CNN or MSNBC or even Fox News to find out what the president has had to say about something. He's directly going to you. And he seems, to your point, Ryan, about like the next morning, it's like, hey, we've got work to do and it starts like now. And I got to imagine there are some people who showed up to that meeting with a headache.
Oh, heck yeah. And with no sleep. I bet some of them didn't even go to sleep.
Right.
You know, you just went right through the next day.
Trump doesn't drink, has never had a sip of alcohol in his life, so he says, correct?
Right,
yep.
He doesn't drink, never, you know, drugs, not no none drugs. Of that stuff. But it's kind of funny to have somebody at the helm who, like, doesn't live that lifestyle. He also doesn't really sleep a whole lot. So he's just a super high-functioning person in a way that most people aren't. The natural thing, and I mean, good grief, if you were part of that team and you want to celebrate with a drink or two, be responsible and don't make bad decisions. But you'd think to yourself, we won. Nope, gotta go to work.
No, yeah.
That's what we need.
It really is, because the minute we all of us, we had to be at work the next day too. I'm not saying we took a day off, but we all wanted to just sort of exhale. And I think this whole week has been a process in some ways, almost emotionally, of exhaling. But we all also realized on Wednesday, wow, that's amazing. Let's take a break here. Let's take a breath. And then let's get to work. Well, they were already working while we were saying that, which is very comforting, because you expect them to take a day. It's been an unbelievable slog for everybody. And to know that the team you just elected is there to do the work, very happy to see that.
You know what? We say that phrase and we say it ironically, because that's all Kamala Harris and her campaign said was do the work, do the work, do the work. It's not the phrase that was the problem. It's the fact that we're like, what does that mean?
What's the work?
What are you working on?
I still don't know.
No, that's the problem. That's why she lost.
That's why she lost. What are you going to do?
There are people on all of the news. I can't get enough of it, guys. I can't. I was up late last night watching clips of non-usual media for me.
Non-usual
consumption. Stuff that I have shied away from because I just can't stand it. I can't stand the oozing arrogance that comes out of MSNBC. And the funny thing is they haven't stopped with the arrogance.
No.
There's no point of like, oh, we really learned our lesson big this time. And some people are, but it isn't the overarching tone out there. And so I don't even know what this guy's name is. I got to figure out what his name is, because I'm only referring to him as Frozone because he looks just like him. But he is on MSNBC with Mika. Frozone is big.
Particularly the media ecosystem, it's not a good one. It's a negative one. It's a radicalization funnel. But what they have done in their online media ecosystem is build a radicalization engine, literally the way militant groups do around the world, that takes people from relatively low-level annoyances with the world. Why are eggs so expensive? Why is my kid learning this new thing in American history in school that I didn't learn? And then moves them through YouTube videos, through podcasts, moves them from that annoyance all the way slowly, slowly, slowly to a full-blown fascist politics. It's an elaborate multi-billion dollar infrastructure, and there is nothing like it on the pro-democracy side. We don't have an...
Nothing like it at all. You can't find anything that looks like, I mean, just like you would expect a villain to talk. Frozone here saying there is no structure on the left that has bastardized the truth and facts of the matter and single-handedly through a conveyor belt like fashion spit out lies and deceit to the American people to radicalize them. You can't find that anywhere, Frozone.
As a person on the anti-democracy side, I am very offended by that clip.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I just got to own the label.
He's just really ticked off that the alternative to the deep state swampy MSNBC's mainstream media, which we can't even call mainstream anymore because nobody watches it, just like nobody votes for it. He's just mad that there's an alternative in this capitalistic society that, thank the Lord in heaven, we still live in, that there is an option for free-thinking people to look at this guy and his very, very happy circle of very happy people like Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough. How dare you? How dare you watch something other than the crap we've been serving up for so many years? Oh, you know, I'm so sad for you, Frozone. You lose in the end.
You know what I heard when I was listening to that was something that sounded much more shrill. It sounded like this. My power!
It's not good. Real legitimate question here. I don't know. Do we have the Jimmy Kimmel video?
Yesterday.
Yesterday? Okay. I should be able to go back and find it here. Jimmy Kimmel and his open yesterday. Guys, we got to talk about this. We got to understand what exactly is going on here. He went in his opening monologue. What's the name of his show? Not tonight. The late night? What is he?
I think it's Late Night with Jimmy Kimmel.
Is he Letterman?
Yes. No, that's Colbert.
Well, that's tragic.
I can't remember what Kimmel did.
Well, we make our own point.
Let's be honest. It was a terrible night last night. It was a terrible night for women, for children, for the hundreds of thousands of hardworking immigrants who make this country go, for healthcare, for our climate, for science, for journalism, for justice, for free speech. It was a terrible night for poor people, for the middle class, for seniors who rely on Social Security, for our allies in Ukraine, for NATO.
The lip quiver.
Ooh, it's good.
For Ukraine. Let's go back to September 23rd. Donald Trump says,
as president-elect, if I win this election, the first thing I'm going to do is call up Zelensky and call up President Putin, and I'm going to say, you got to make a deal. This is crazy. I would fix.
So when you listen to Donald Trump, they're saying they're worried. This is the mindset. This is mind-blowing to me, and I don't hear people making this point yet, but I'm going to make it right here. It's mind-blowing to me that the left is like, oh, poor Zelensky and the Ukrainian people. They're going to stop sending the money. They're going to stop the war.
They've been in a war for like 2 years.
They're going to stop the war. They're not going to need the money. They're going to stop the war. What do you want? Why is it that you would be so psychotic in your brain, so disillusioned by what reality is, that you would be sad that the Ukrainian people aren't going to get to continue to enjoy wheelbarrows full of American hard-earned dollars that are taxed out of your paycheck and shipped over to Ukraine to defend themselves in a war that you think is unjust? What if we stopped the war? This is a perfect example of big government creating big problems where they take big amounts out of your paycheck to fund the big problems, to provide solutions that they then wrap around and sell you in campaign commercials. Donald Trump wants to stop the war. And they're like, oh, Zelensky. What did Jimmy Kimmel do that he's so scared right now? That's the only other question that I have. Go on.
That little recycler that you just did there where you talked about the government doing one thing, then the media supporting it, and then gaslighting you.
Frozone?
That sounds a lot like what the pro-democracy side said doesn't exist.
It sounds like fascism.
You know what else?
Which is also incredibly ironic.
That clip you played from Trump, He said, the first thing I'm going to do when I'm elected president, he did that already. He's already talking to them. He's following through with that promise.
Hamas or somebody is like, let's just take deep breath.
Maybe just call me now.
Did you see what?
Don't answer your phone or pager when it rings.
Did you see what
just
Cotter
set it
said?
Over there.
the government of Qatar said that if you're Hamas, you can't stay here anymore. So the leaders of Hamas were living the good life in Qatar. And they said, you're out. You're
it's
gone.
It's not even day one. It's day like he's negative 92 or something. I got to put a new countdown in. Yeah. Why didn't I have done that already?
It's amazing to watch. They're like, uh-oh, he got elected. Let's get in line.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, we need to end these wars now. The money's going to stop.
The other thing is, and just to like set the table for where we are today versus where we were before the election with all these egotistical, arrogant pimple poppers that are on all of these lamestream media outlets, they're all now, I can't just play a video online because they're swearing like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is for real. This is a minor annoyance in my life as a broadcaster regulated by the FCC in a way that cable news isn't.
Right.
But I wanted to play Frozone for you at the beginning of the show, but I'm like, oh my gosh, is he one of the ones who keeps saying the word BS? Use bologna sausage like a civilized person, like we do here.
Or just say BS.
Yeah.
You don't have to use the whole thing.
Oh my gosh. I want to play the Scott Jennings video. I can't play it because that guy, this comedian, I looked him up. He's a comedian. He's the saddest, angriest clown I've ever seen.
Oh, I didn't know that guy was a comedian.
Nobody does.
Oh, that's...
He forgot.
Unfortunate for him.
Scott Jennings is making articulate points. Do we have the clip of that? Do we have an edit? Let me send it to
yes.
Ethan and maybe he can edit it for us. I didn't send it along to you because it was so profane. I'm like, well, we can't use this. But the point remains, these folks are not okay. And they're not okay, not because the country's not okay, because their insulation isn't okay anymore. Their status quo has dramatically changed and America celebrates. Guys, Donald Trump is going to be the president again. He's going to be the president again. He's going to be the president again.
So good.
It's not going to be like last time either. He is going to do things just, well, it is like last time in the sense that we don't really know what to expect. We don't really know everything he's going to be able to accomplish in this 4 years.
The YouTube live chat poll for today is MAGA for everyone. Yes or no? Because if you're watching social medias right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a particular young age and you are sad and scared right now, do not document it for the world. Talk to people. Talk to people who matter to you. It's okay to be mad and sad and scared if you believe that something as bad as what you think is going to happen is going to happen. I understand why you're angry and scared and sad. Talk to people about it. Have conversations. Feel your emotions. But don't share it with the entirety of the world by videoing it. This is not a rational way to manage your emotions. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Donald Trump's plan to dismantle the deep state. I think it has 10 points. We're going to watch the video. We're going to listen to his points, point by point, and discuss them on the Annie Fry Show. When we come back, don't go away.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Happy President-elect Donald Trump Friday.
Hey, that's a good name for it.
You know what tomorrow is?
Saturday?
No. President-elect Donald Trump Saturday. That's what it is. I want to talk about the video that was recently put out here by Donald Trump. I think it was put out yesterday. And Donald Trump has, I think it's a 10-point plan to address the deep state. And this is definitely something that I know that I think when people are talking about Donald Trump going in and getting revenge, they think that him going after the deep state is somehow or another the way he's going to end up getting revenge on people. And so there's a lot of shaking in their boots for whatever it is that Donald Trump is going to do. So let's talk about the plan that he has put out here and how it's going to materialize.
Here's my plan to dismantle the deep state and reclaim our democracy from Washington corruption once and for all. And corruption it is. First, I will immediately reissue my 2020 executive order restoring the president's authority to remove rogue bureaucrats, and I will wield that power very aggressively. Second, we will clean out all of the corrupt actors in our national security and intelligence apparatus, and there are plenty of them. The departments and agencies that have been weaponized will be completely overhauled so that faceless bureaucrats will never again be able to target and persecute conservatives, Christians, or the left's political enemies, which they're doing now at a level that nobody can believe even possible. Third, we will totally reform FISA courts, which are so corrupt that the judges seemingly do not care when they are lied to in warrant applications. So many judges have seen so many applications that they know were wrong, or at least they must have known. They do nothing about it. They're lied to. Fourth, to expose the hoaxes and abuses of power that have been tearing our country apart, we will establish a Truth and Reconciliation Commission to declassify and publish all documents on deep state spying, censorship, and corruption. And there are plenty of them. Fifth, we will launch a major crackdown on government leakers who collude with the fake news to deliberately weave false narratives and to subvert our government and our democracy. When possible, we will press criminal charges. Sixth, we will make every inspector general's office independent and physically separated from the departments they oversee so they do not become the protectors of the deep state. Seventh, I will ask Congress to establish an independent auditing system to continually monitor our intelligence agencies to ensure they are not spying on our citizens or running disinformation campaigns against the American people, or that they are not spying on someone's campaign like they spied on my campaign. Eighth, we will continue the effort launched by the Trump administration to move parts of the sprawling federal bureaucracy to new locations outside the Washington swamp. Just as I moved the Bureau of Land Management to Colorado, as many as 100,000 government positions could be moved out, and I mean immediately, of Washington to places filled with patriots who love America, and they really do love America. Ninth, I will work to ban federal bureaucrats from taking jobs at the companies they deal with and that they regulate. So they deal with these companies and they regulate these companies, and then they want to take jobs from these companies. Doesn't work that way. Such a public display cannot go on, and it's taking place all the time, like with Big Pharma. Finally, I will push a constitutional amendment to impose term limits on members of Congress. This is how I will shatter the deep state and restore government that is controlled by the people and for the people. Thank you very much.
Oh, man. Oh, you took the music out, right? The best part of the Dark Knight soundtrack that somebody put under that. I don't know that they did it. I'm going to have to go listen to that again and get the conclusion of that. It's such an amazing plan. It is such an amazing 10-point with specificity. And I saw somebody in the comments here comment and say, it sounds like the MAGA version of lawfare. Well, we sure know what the non-MAGA version of lawfare looks like. And for anybody who thinks that, just sit down, take a deep breath, breathe in, breathe out. We're talking about using the levers of representative government to check the government, not the people on the other side of the power that is currently existing with a political party. Huge difference. When you go in and use representatives that change with every single election cycle to check the balance of power from bureaucrats who are never elected, who are nameless, who are faceless, who know with exceeding arrogance that they can continue to control the levers of government, and nobody even knows what their name is. Donald Trump, the people's president, is going to come into office on January 20th and put into play his 10-point plan to make sure that the American government serves the people that sent them there. And if they don't serve the people who sent them there, they go home. Plain and simple. Lawfare is when people with power wield their power against helpless people who have no recourse. We have seen that in action, and I would say that the American electorate just said this week, enough. Enough of it. We don't do lawfare like this anymore. Give the government back to the people. And if this makes you nervous, raise your hand. We want to know which ones you are that are nervous by this new people first, America first idea of government. That's what Donald Trump represents. And yes, he's ready to do the work. And we know in a 10-point specified plan what that work is.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like you to file what Annie just said away for when this starts happening in January and February. People and the news media especially are going to freak out and say that he's destroying the government.
We're gonna laugh at that.
That's the point. Yeah. If you have people in your life or in your media telling you that the elected representatives are destroying the permanent, faceless, nameless representatives that you don't elect, that's a problem. It's good to get rid of those people, or at least have checks and balances on those people, which is what this entire 10 points is about.
Yes. It's so good. It's so good. And, you know, yeah, it might happen in February when he takes office and starts putting this plan in place. But this is right now, folks. This is what has happened since Donald Trump has been elected. A little montage. Everybody likes a good montage, right? A little montage.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American bureaucracy.
Our bureaucracy really is in fundamental peril.
The foundations of American bureaucracy under attack.
They want to destroy our bureaucracy.
We are a bureaucracy in danger.
We're watching an election where people are on the ballot openly advocating the end of bureaucracy.
That's what Republicans are doing, attacking bureaucracy, attempting to destroy bureaucracy, and they're doing it with glee.
This is the end of bureaucracy in America.
When will America stop sleepwalking towards the end of bureaucracy?
Right. It's Democrats versus, as Bill Kristol says, the end of bureaucracy.
We are essentially, as Neil put it, one vote away from sort of the end of bureaucracy as we know it.
I think our bureaucracy and the stability of that bureaucracy is really the thing on the ballot and really so important.
Is that Kinzinger?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, last one was.
Oh, oh baby. Who's a sad boy?
That's a lot of fun.
So much fun. This is so much fun. Yeah, I'm moving into my, like, let the emotions out phase. That'll probably be over by the end of the week, and we'll get down to work, get to do the work or whatever that is on Monday. But it's here's why it's so much fun to me, because they still don't get it at all.
Well, it makes so much what's so funny about that clip is that somebody took all those clips of people saying it's the end of democracy and just replaced the word bureaucracy.
It's a little more honest
over it, and it sounds so much more honest as to what they were actually saying.
And like an idea I would co-sign.
Yes.
The bureaucracy is not representative of the American people. And, you know, you've got the opportunity to replace people anytime a new administration comes in. You've got the opportunity to replace people that are at the top of these different departments or whatever it might be. There are people who can't be replaced. Like, for instance, the Fed chair. Donald Trump can't come in and fire him. And he said yesterday he ain't going to quit. Okay. But when you look at, like, the people who are at the heads of the Justice Department, of our investigative organizations, there is so much that can be done to return that back to the people. But you have to trust the person who's making the decision to go in there to say that they're going to do it. You have to trust that they understand the why that you do it. Not just, oh, it's a good thing to say and people are going to really like the idea. Like, oh, let's give the government back to the people. That sounds okay. Yes. Yes. Good idea. Sounds great. Hard to like argue with that point. All of these people on all of these mainstream outlets are weeping over the idea of the bureaucratic stability of the American government going away. It's the whole point. And it's going to happen.
I'm so glad that he's released this video so quickly to make it clear this is a huge priority for me.
Right.
This is one of the reasons you elected me. This is day one stuff or week one stuff, however you want to put it. I tell you what, I almost said this in the first segment. The big headline, kind of sexy news stuff that that people are going to be talking about is the cleaning up of the corruption in law enforcement. And that's what a lot of these points are about.
And law enforcement is at a...
Not your local police.
Yeah, that's a high, high level.
We're talking about FBI, CIA. We're talking about people who are way above our pay grade doing things that he's talking about spying on campaigns, getting rid of all that stuff. But the one thing in there, and I was waiting for it because I got through about half this list yesterday and then I got distracted by other work. And so I hadn't heard the rest of it. I got through about number five. And so all the rest of those, I'm writing them down because I'm, oh, yeah, okay, okay. And I said, I really hope he gets to the rest because he's talking mostly about high level law enforcement here and the other things too, like the FISA courts. That's good. But number nine, he says, ban bureaucrats from becoming basically revolving door employees at the places they regulate.
Yeah, who gets serviced by that? The pharma companies, the big companies, and then the lobbyists who give them what they want.
It is almost every big industry in the United States that will be affected by this, and they do not have your best interests in mind. Mm-hmm. You talk about corporate collusion, all that stuff that traditional liberals used to hate. This is that stuff. This is the stuff that real conservatives hate. If he's going in and busting that up, I am so excited.
I really liked number eight, where he talked about moving parts of the federal bureaucracy to new locations outside of Washington, D.C., physically spreading stuff out. Like, when you have standing water, you got to get rid of standing water so you don't have those blood-sucking insects everywhere. So you got to take these things and you got to spread these out across the country.
Are we talking about bugs or D.C.?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I think the idea of putting these, like, I know why they were in Washington to begin with. It's because when they wrote the Constitution and when they built these agencies, you had horses and carriages and you needed to talk to people and you had old school mail with ponies. Now you've got the internet, jets, mass transportation. You can get to places farther away faster and you can communicate easy. I think that moving people away from the swamp where they're so easily influenced and they can focus on what they're supposed to be doing is going to have a bigger impact than anybody actually understands.
It's nice.
Remember that we did it on the live stream. It's really hard to do this on the air, but I shared I'll retweet it right now. Those dogs walking around yesterday, Trump voters today, and it's just dogs walking around strutting.
Yeah, they look like they're just either prancing or proud.
It's just very happy. I totally relate to it. This weekend is Veterans Day, of course, and we're going to have a big weekend with our celebration and acknowledgement of Veterans Day. Sunday, we are going to be in Florissant. And Monday, the Andy Fry Show is going to be in the Edwardsville Veterans Day Parade. Ryan, can you give us the details on how people can come out? I mean, yes, we would love to see you, but this is for the veterans. And my heart swells when I think about people who serve this country. I know them personally. My grandfather served in World War II. So proud of America this week specifically, but of the understanding of what it has taken to get a free country the way we are, and that there are still men and women who are serving. I love every single one of the veterans that I know. I know other people do too. We can acknowledge that this weekend.
Great weekend to celebrate our veterans. Going to be nice weather too, by the way, so no excuse. Like, show up and have some fun with us. Florissant, we are 97.1 is there every year. This year, no exception. That is Sunday at 1 p.m. in Florissant. I believe Mark Cox is the MC of that one this year.
Sweet.
I've done it before. I know a couple other people have too.
Well,
I think
we'll
he
all
is,
be there.
And yeah, well, I'm not gonna. I will not. But
you're
I will
going,
be Monday.
You're going Monday.
Yeah, I have a conflict. But and Edwardsville Monday, we'll all be the Andy Fry Show. Will be there. Veterans Day Parade starts at 3 p.m. on Monday,
and it's on Main Street. So come out and acknowledge it. Thank you so much to Cassins and Sons Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Ram for sponsoring these and giving us the opportunity to put some of their sweet vehicles in the Florissant Parade and to just be able to come together and really put our whole whole effort.
Whole effort.
Whole effort. It could have gone worse. I've said worse.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Whole effort into acknowledging these veterans. But if you're feeling patriotic this week, it does not happen without our veterans. We need to line these streets. I'm telling you right now, you need to go to both of these parades. We want to see what both of them. So go to the website 971talk.com/events if you want to learn more details on those parades. Quick break when we come back. The Bee or Not the Bee?
Yep.
Is it, how good is this week's Bee or Not the Bee?
Oh, man. I'm glad you asked because it's really good.
I have high expectations and
these
I thought you'd deliver.
These are some of the best ones.
All right. Stick around. Join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel because you're going to get to see a little surprise here in just a minute on the YouTube channel. So come on to Annie Fry on YouTube and also vote in the live chat poll. Is MAGA for everyone? Yes or no? Stick around. The Bee or Not the Bee next.
Here we go.
Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
The Bee or Not the Bee.
Here we go. It's a bunch of stories that are either real or satire from the Babylon Bee. I'll read the headline. You're going to tell me which is which. First one. Poli-sci professor says her election predictions were wrong because she forgot to factor in racism and misogyny.
No, that's not real. That's not real. I mean, that is real. That's not
that's real?
Bee. Yeah.
Oh, no.
There's a little bit of a fight in the studio. We got to determine something here.
No, we have to weigh in. I think that it is for real.
You think it's real?
Yes. Charlie? Son, who is shadowing Ethan today professionally. You think that's the Bee or not the Bee?
What was it?
Two choices. Wait, one or two.
Just guess. Right. You think it's real or not real?
Real.
Real.
Yeah, that's
real.
Definitely real.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to be the only one. I'm going to say it's the Bee because...
No, I watched this video.
Brad, I appreciate you going out on a limb. Yeah. You are wrong.
Brad got the levers of Flight of the Bumblebee one time.
Yeah, he did.
She's like,
man.
Why don't you put it in there and use it? Oh, I guess this is why.
That says why. Now, this is a real story.
Happy. We'll grow.
This Harris supporter and former poli-sci professor had been sharing pro-Harris numbers with hundreds of thousands of followers, and her early election night analysis has gone viral over the last couple days. Oh. Now it's been coupled with her post-election analysis, where she claims there's one fundamental thing you cannot account for when you're using data to predict or project the outcome of an election. It's you can't factor in the impact of racism or the existence of racism and misogyny.
Sounds like you could. You just did.
Well, a lot of people did.
Like, what is the racist factor?
I don't know. Like, as far as points go, it's really hard to pin somebody down on that because it sounds like a made-up thing. Like if you're reading data, you don't go, well, how do we factor in racism into this data?
I don't know. Sounds like they should have thought about it.
I think it's racist that it's not automatically factored in.
Yeah, it's like an afterthought.
That's the racist.
That's
yeah,
true.
What do you want, a colorblind society? Exactly. Like, factor race into everything you do, lady.
Everyone's saying hi to Charlie right now in the live chat. Charlie is shadowing Ethan for an English assignment. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a mic on.
I'm just glad that...
Say yes again.
Yes. I'm glad that time you didn't say professionally, because I was going to correct you on that. I think that this might be an inside job to try and get him to replace me. All right, now you know how to put us on YouTube. Like, yeah, what am I doing?
No. Lord knows that Ethan may have higher aspirations than associate producer of the Annie Fry Show, although I have no idea what they could be. We're always, it's a farm system, really, is what it
Ruin
is.
Ruin the prospects.
Yes. So Charlie's going to be with us here through the show. And we do Ask Us Anything at 1:25. We're going to let you ask us anything in the Annie Fry YouTube chat. You can ask Charlie questions.
Scooter called him. Scooter
said, can I ask Charlie questions?
Maybe.
Scooter called him Young Master Fry.
Well, he knows. He knows. Scooter's not always wrong.
What time was that again?
1:25 p.m.
1:25. All right. So
you got to do the rest of the segment.
For next question questions, if you want to get those in.
Yes, next question.
Democrats admit Trump actually won in 2020 and is now unable to serve third term.
Oh, that sounds like the Bee to me.
Hit it.
The Bee or not the Bee?
Bee. I'm going to go with Bee.
Yes, that's correct. It's the Bee.
Wiggins. No!
It is. Yeah, it's the Bee.
Give it back to Annie.
That's right.
I'm new at this.
He's 0 for 2. That's all right.
Yeah, we're just looking for a peaceful transfer of power here. Read the article. Let's go.
Brad says, moving on. Next
question.
I got
two new buttons and two new spots.
Quote, yeah, he actually won a second term in 2020. Sorry about that, said Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi. It's a real shame he already served two terms. Unfortunately, that means he wasn't eligible to run again, which nullifies Tuesday night's election. We probably should have been more upfront about the fact that we stole the election and Biden was never president, but oh well.
Oh well. Ope.
Ope.
Next.
Don't despair, Kamala tells celebrating nation.
I mean, that's true.
Yeah. That's it? That's all she said?
That's the headline.
I think I'm going to say real. Charlie, what do you think?
Real, probably.
I'm going to call this the B.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go ahead and say real.
Hey, good job, Brad. You got this one.
Yay!
This is the B.
Nailed it. Now you're all in big trouble.
Yeah, in the wake of her devastating loss to Donald Trump in the 2024 presidential election, Vice President Kamala Harris urged the people of all ages, races, and socioeconomic backgrounds dancing and celebrating in the streets to not be too depressed about the future.
Yeah, it'll be okay.
Quote, please don't. Please do not despair. I'm speaking! Harris shouted above the celebratory crowd in a speech broadcast to tens of millions of elated Americans. We are sad today. And sad is not happy. Sad is, in fact, the opposite of happy. And happy is what we wish we were right now. Happy is good.
There's no ha 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 ha.
I think I cut it off too soon.
Okay, I was going to say, because after that, she would naturally laugh.
Talk about a coconut. Yeah. Falling on her head or something.
I feel like I fell out of a coconut.
I love that story, and I love this one. Democrats call for abolishing popular vote. Yes, it's the B, although it sounds somewhat plausible.
I had to think about that for a second, yeah. Yeah, what's next?
Look,
bureaucracy?
It's 2024, and I think it's time to let go of this antiquated and undemocratic idea of a popular vote.
Democratic.
Said U.S. Representative.
You've never sounded more racist than
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her southern accent. Our democracy is simply too fragile to just award the presidency to whoever wins the most votes.
You got another one real quick? Last one? 20
Biden
seconds?
Biden calls Trump to concede the election.
The B. All right, that's a good one. Oh, fun.
There's a lot of good ones today.
All right, our next question, ask us anything at 1:25 p.m. Charlie, my son, my oldest, is here today shadowing Ethan because Charlie wants to be in sports broadcasting, and Ethan knows quite a bit about that. So if you want to ask questions of Charlie as well as the rest of us, the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We'll be right back.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.